Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another Tuesday for the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. How's everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing fine. Hope everybody had a lovely weekend. Hey, getting ready for some good grudge racing. Getting ready to jump off, and when it jump off, I think it's going to be going quite awesome around here. Should have some good shows coming up. Just want to mention there's a lot of shows out there. But before we go in and talking about the shows, you know, and the topic that we have tonight, and also guys got something a little different. We're going to have a trivia question, and from time to time we're going to throw in a trivia question, and for the ones who answer, get the answer correctly, we're going to try to probably give them a T-shirt, or we'll probably give them a free entry to one of Showing Up Racing Atomic Dog Grudge event. Just want to try to add a little something. So, hey, guys, keep your mind sharp. Be thinking when we come for the trivia question. Matter of fact, I'm going to give that out right now. And then we got a special guest on. And before we go off in the topic, we ask and see if we can get the answer to the trivia question. But before we get the special guest on, I like to put the trivia question out there, and it's this. The first Atomic Dog event, who won Grudge Racer of the Night? The second part to that question was also who won the Last Man Standing. Don't nobody push the one button right now. Just be thinking about it. And we're going to come. We're going to let the special guests talk. And then we're going to ask people to talk about fast weekends and we get to the upcoming event. And once the upcoming events are through, before we go off into tonight's topic, should be a topic that should bring a lot of discussion. I hope everybody participate and come clean and talk about it, because something we all need to work on. There's some allegations that have been made that I know 100% when it involves myself that are false. And for whatever reason, people throw stuff out there, they throw it out there to create mess. But with that being said, we're going to get to that. But I just want to bring on at this time the special guest we have tonight. For the ones who don't know, this is Mike Adcock. And Mike Adcock is the new owner of Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. With that being said, without further ado, Sharon, you got Mike on. Mike, are you out there?
Tracy, I tried to get him, and I couldn't. I will try him one more time.
Okay. Thought you had him online. Well, since you didn't have him online, what we're going to do right now is we're going to go, and if there were some past races this weekend, we want to talk about the races. If somebody had a race at some track around here, we want to talk about that. But before I get too far, let me back up a second. Let me say that, you know, I want to speak about some accidents around here, and one of them involving somebody that's close to us, and we hate for anybody to be involved in an accident. But, man, we want to say and give our prayers and thank the Lord for each one of these people that was involved in an accident that I know about, that they was able, because of the grace of God, from my experience, was looking over them and kept them safe. Everybody know Motion Racing Darrell. Darrell is a Louisiana Texan. He does a lot of his racing here. Darrell was involved in a bad accident at HMP. And, man, you know, hey, our prayers go out to Darrell. Hope he's healing up. And if anything we can do, Darrell, as a race community, feel free to call, man. And you're a stand-up guy. I think people, we all try to do something to help out. Another racer with the Grudging family of mine is Bid, Chi-Town Bid. He was involved in a nasty crash up at Modern Michigan Dragway over this weekend. Bid, our prayers go out to you for a speedy recovery, man, and hope you bounce back. Also, if I'm not mistaken, right, I believe Brian McGee, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, from the East Coast, was also involved in an accident. And, man, when these guys are involved in these accidents, it's something that we hate to see. But in drag racing, it happens, and there's not much you can do about it. But in this case, guys able to walk away from it, that's a blessing. To me, that's a blessing. So with that said, man, we want to go, and Sharon, and we got somebody out there I want to talk about an upcoming event. Let's go and let them get the upcoming event out before I get my upcoming event. Who we got?
Batman, your mic is open.
What's up, Trace? What's happening, man?
What up, Batman? What up, man?
Oh, man, just getting ready, man, getting ready for these upcoming events, man. Like I said, you know, I got one on June 8th down at Dallas Raceway, and it's still going down like as usual. Like I said, like you told your boy, Mike Adcock picked up the track, and he's a new track owner. He's going to make some things happen. I'm pretty fond of myself. So, like I told everybody else, you know, the talk is over with about Dallas Raceway, so it's still on. The Bat is still doing his thing on June 8th, and we will continue making things happen, along with Little Match Race, which is on the 25th of this month of May. And I guarantee you, man, we got some good, exciting, man, events coming up. Alicat's coming up on the 26th, if I'm mistaken, down in HMP. So, like you said, we got some good racing going on, for at least I know to the end of this year. And I know you got yours coming up later on the end of the year just as well. So I tell everybody else, Dallas Raceway is alive and it's still going to be there. And trust me, we're going to keep it on and popping down there, man. Like I said, June 8th be there. Who's the baddest? Grudge Showdown, June 8th. And Batman is holding this one. And trust me, you know when I throw one, Trace, I throw one. So that's what I got to say, baby.
Okay, man. Yeah, everybody gearing up for it, man. Should be a good event. We'll try to make things happen down there. So, hey, everybody keep that on mind. We hadn't got Mike yet. He's supposed to be coming on. But any other hanging up, sharing, and what's on, want to talk about a upcoming event, a past race that happened this weekend, right quick?
214-6135. Troy, your mic is open.
What's that background you got? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I closed his mic. He apparently doesn't know his hands is up. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Tracy and the Grudge, man?
What up, Cat? What's happening?
Oh, man, just enjoying this beautiful day the Lord let us see today. So I just want to let everybody know about the upcoming event, Memorial Day weekend, May 26th, on a Sunday. Gates gonna open at 3 o'clock. We got about 11 match races already locked in, ready to go. Check my Facebook page. I got all the information down on there. I got all of it on Batman's board. I got it on Hitmob's board. So, also we have a mini truck shootout, and it's doing very well. And all this is going down at HMP, Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. Anybody have any questions, check me out on Facebook, hit me up, or either call me on my phone, 832-343-4401. Thank you.
All right, Batman. Hey, just before you go, Batman, don't drop off, man. I heard you might get a call out tonight, so somebody just told me to make sure you be on the phone. They got something they want to say to you. Thank you, Charlie.
Well, you're on my, I'm most definitely here. I'll be waiting.
All right, okay. Okay, Sharon, we got next?
Lorenzo, somebody's got some background noise, so if you're not talking, mute your phone. Lorenzo, your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah.
Not much. I'm just doing the advertising for the 5th annual ACI Hardcore Grudge Fest. There's going to be also this Memorial Day weekend. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, and first of all, they're gonna have three classes running that Saturday, which is going to be a 5-0, 5-80, and a 7-0 class. All classes will be no entry fee with a $2,000 pot to win. There'll be no entry fee. It's a 5-0, 5-80, and 7-0 class. That's going to be that Saturday. And also, they got cars coming from different surrounding cities. And also that Sunday, they're going to be doing a 650 index for $100 entry fee, which is going to be $1,000 adding on top of the purse for that. And also going to be running an 890, 990, and 1090 class, which will be $500 on top of the pot for that third to win with the $25 entry fee. And, again, also, sorry, I forgot to mention that Saturday, also they're going to have a Sewell Cadillac V-Class, which a lot of people not familiar with the V-Class Cadillacs. They're going to be coming out and putting on the show also, showing how quick the Cadillacs can run. And also, Jay Schaefer will have his ATV crew out. They're going to be doing some ATV racing. So in the surrounding cities, you know, hearing this about the ATVs, please come out and join. And like I said, it's going to be a two-day pass for $30 or one day for $20. And kids 12 and under are free.
Okay, man. Hey, everybody, you in the area, man, make sure you try to support these grudge events, man. That's what we're here for, man, to try to help each other out, try to put on good shows and try to make action. So, we hadn't gotten Mike yet, so we're going to talk about an event that I know that's coming up. Hey, I just want to mention this, man, and I want to, somebody's by internet, and I can hear him. He's not coming back, so mute your phone.
The only mics that are open right now are yours, Batman, Alley Cat's, and Lorenzo, so it's one of those.
Okay, yeah, mute those mic. Okay, yeah, I just want to give a thanks to everybody that come on and support this Grudging Atomic Dog Talk Show, man. This is the first year anniversary today that we've been doing this show for 1 year, man, and I want to give thanks to everybody that come out and support it and make it possible for us to come on here and do what we do to help try to make great grudge races around. So, hey, man, my hat's off to you, man, and I appreciate what y'all do, and I appreciate y'all coming on here and participating, and this is Grudge Inc. Year anniversary here in Texas. And with that being said, also, Grudge Inc. has a first-year anniversary race, which is going to be going down May the 19th in Montgomery, Alabama. So if anybody not doing anything or like to go, it should be a good event. Montgomery, Alabama, it's going down. So that's May the 19th. And with that being said, man, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep on saying it. We are charting the bus. There's a lot of talk going around. People are talking about it, making plans. Hotels are filling up. And we're talking about the big Grudge National going down at the Rock. We got, like I say, promoters, drag racers from the state of Texas, and all the other states in between. We're going down on July the 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina. Texas going to stand up. Texas going to show out. And all our supporters who can bring a car, who just want to come and support the fellow Texans, man, I encourage everybody to try to make your plans right now for Rockingham on July the 5th and 6th. Now, that's going to be a big one. With that said, you know, we're going to go off into the next topic. Mike, we're trying to get him. He's supposed to be on. He's kind of a busy person. He might be tied up, but we'll try to get him on before the end of the show. But I'm going to put this out here, and then we're going to see who can come up with the answers to the trivia question. First of all, let's just see. Let's just push the one button. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question, was who won Grudge Racer of the Night at the first Atomic Dog event? Second question is, who won the last man standing at that event? So if you have the answer to that, you'll get free entry to the Atomic Dog Showing Up Racing coming up later on this year, and you'll get a T-shirt from the event. Either way it goes, man, we want to see who knows the answer to that question. Push the one button, and we want to see what these guys remember, and we'll be doing this periodically throughout the year. So, Sharon, let's go live. Who we got? Who might not have answered that?
Tree Man, your mic is open.
I didn't push the one, babe.
Okay.
All right.
You got to get both on right. You got to get both answers right.
713-6126. Your mic is open. 713-6126. Your mic is open.
Maybe they're not paying attention. Anybody think they have an answer to the tribute question? Push the one button at this time. We're going to see what
Jeff,
you know. We'll get both
Jeff,
on.
Yeah. Jeff, your mic is open.
Good evening, Atomic Dog.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? What's going on? How you doing, man? Way out there in Auburn.
I'm doing all right. Hey, man, we got some beautiful weather out here today, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. It's about 75 degrees, but it is beautiful, man. The good Lord let us see another one, man. And, hey, I just want to say, man, first of all, man, congratulations on the 1 year for, you know, the Grudge Inc. on the air. And you played a big part of it, man. And I'd like to say, you know, congratulations, man. My hat's off to you and Miss Sharon because, hey, man, you guys getting that work, you know, with your elbows side by side, man, make this thing happen, man. For a lot of the Grudge Inc. people and, a lot of the, you know, grudge racers, period, you know, so they can make things like this happen, man. You guys are behind the scene on it. Like I said, my hat's off to you guys, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And the answer to your trivia question is Atomic Dog won both of them.
Well, you got that wrong, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to give out until you get both of them right. Hey, Jim, we appreciate you coming on.
I got to go watch my video then.
Tracy, do text answers count?
Excuse me? No, no. Oh, if you got a text answer, if you got a text, are they online or are they not online?
Apparently, think about it. They have to be on listening, but they can't.
Well, if they're not live, let's see this. That'll make them start trying to get on this show early. They're trying to get the trivia question, so maybe that'll help them out. We're not gonna discount them. But we're going to see what we got live first. So people try to get online and get in here. You never know what you might win. But then we're going to, if nobody don't get it out the first five tries, we'll see what the text answer is. Because people are texting me also. But we're going to hold the answer until we get to see what the live folks got.
Roy, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, how's it going tonight?
What's up, Roy?
Congratulations.
Go ahead, Roy. Go ahead. But let's stop, Roy. I'm going to let you finish it. One second. Call this text. Hey, Sharon, Gene is trying to get in. Can you call him? Gene is trying to get in. Can you call him?
Can you give me his number? No, I don't.
Okay, I'll do that. Roy, what's going on? See what you're going to say. Go on, man.
What's going on, Trace?
Not a whole lot, man. Just trying to do what we do,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Congratulations on your 1 year on the talk show. Thank you for helping, you know, all the good races out. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, man.
The tribute question, I think, you won your first race was in San Antonio. I think you won that race. And then the last man standing was when you had a race in Houston and I won.
Well, good try, Roy. You didn't get that answer right, so you gotta hang on. So we're gonna go to the line and see who can get it.
All right. All
right.
Okay.
503-0095. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Tommy Dog?
What's going on, man? Who we got? Who is this?
This is Doug from Portland.
Hey, what's up, Doug? How you doing, man? Another one of them Morgan people, boy. Way out there. What's
that? Oh yeah, man. Shoot, I'm getting a fever, man. I'm getting a fever. Yeah. Matter of fact, I just picked my heads up today. My dude finally finished my heads because I had to get some of those special head gaskets for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Crimco or some shit, whatever the name is.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never used them guys, but they're supposed to be reusable at the top of the line and gas, you know. And so yeah, I'm getting ready to make some noise here pretty soon.
Well, that's good, man. Do you know the answer to that trivia question that we try to get find the answer to? You know the answer to it?
Yeah.
What's
that? I know it, man. I would like to make it down there, man, for that big race, because I know that'd be something that's really exciting, but it's just going to be pushing it.
All right. Well, just hang on and enjoy the show, man. We're trying to get this answer, see who's going to get the half of the tribute portion we got out of tonight. We got a tribute portion. Got people pushing the one button, trying to get in and see who got the right answer to this. So,
okay, I hear you. I sent that off to you, too.
Okay.
That should be. Congratulations on the show, man. Keep it up.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming on and supporting, man. That's what it's all about. Okay. Okay, if you're not talking, can you mute your mic? Hey, Sharon, who's the next? Who we got next?
Okay, hold
on. Let me mute a couple of mics here and see if I can.
If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic for one background noise?
Okay, those are the only hands that are up right now.
So nobody thinks they know the answer to the trivia question, and I'm going to say it again. And if we don't, then we go to the text that you have and see what they come up with. And again, the question was, who won Grudge Race of the Night at the first Atomic Dog event? Also, who won Last Man Standing at the first Atomic Dog event? And who were those people racing against? Anybody got the answer, push the one button. We're going to get one more shot and see if anybody knew push the one button, got the answer there. Get a free entry to the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing coming up down here this later on this year. So we want to see just how much people remember. And we will do this periodically throughout the year. And if any of the promoters out there, have an event and want to give a tribute portion, they can feel free to let me know, and we'll do it. And we'll just try to make some fun out here and break some knowledge and get people to keep up. Who we got, Sharon?
214-1193, Brandon, your mic is open.
No, I ain't want to talk.
All right. 817, go ahead, Jackie.
All right, if I remember right, Tracy won Last Man Standing, and Roman with the checkerboard car, the Joker car, won Grudge Race of the Night.
Okay, if you think that's the two answers, who was the people running against?
Damn, Tracy, I mean, I you might as well ask me what they ran. I don't remember all that. I just know who won.
Well, you got to get the complete answer in order to win the tribute question. All I can tell you,
you ran Reese in the finals, and I think Joker, I don't know, maybe the guy's car, but he had a big-ass hood scoop on it. I think it was like a Firebird or late-model Firebird or Camaro or something like that. I know there was a lot of controversy about it being like a top sportsman-style car or something. I do remember that much.
Okay, let me tell you this. I'm gonna have to go with that because you're right. And the reason why I say you're right, that racer that was actually with you definitely had the two right with the Last Man Standing, and you definitely had the two cars right with Grudge Racer of the Night, and that is the car, and that car was piloted by Daryl Emotion Racing. He was the driver of that Firebird, that twins in old car, and Roman, so hey. Jackie, that gives you a free entry to the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing event coming up here in August. So, hey, man, with that being said, y'all keep your ears open, keep your mind sharp. Any other racer got a race coming up, want to try to give away a little bit, give a little bit of something back to some of these people from time to time, some racers, spectators, whatever, let's make a tribute question, man, and let's try to make it look fun and get these guys to thinking about something, man, and see what they remember. Okay.
Hey, Trazen.
Go ahead.
Trazen, I got a tribute. I want to see if you remember this or not.
Won't you say it for next week? Don't give mine away.
I want to see somebody ask this, and then they got a free entry fee on June 8th of mine at the Dallas Raceway. I'm going to give it in. I want to get this tribute out.
Hold on. You don't
want to
pay it for next week?
No, I want to do it now because it has something to do with your race. It was on your race. That's the reason I'm saying it now.
Okay.
I just say it like this. What was the biggest upset at your race on the smaller car other than the checkerboard?
You don't want me to answer that, I know.
Huh?
I know you don't want me to answer that, do you?
Yeah, I want you to answer. I want to see if you know it.
The biggest upset of the night, I would have to say, Fat Man and Tory versus Lil' Beetle and Popeye.
You sure won.
You sure won.
Yeah, no, yeah. I remember that.
No, I think you remember that one.
You gotta be on your game, man. You gotta be on your game, man. I got that.
Yeah, you got that one.
That's right, that's right. I'll be paying attention, man. All right, man. Hey, Sharon, we said Roland is trying to get in. Roland is trying to get in. The Joker Roland is trying to get in if you get it. Okay, man. With that said, you still weren't able to get Mike. You get Gene on. Gene was trying to get. You get Gene on? She must be in the private room right now. Got a couple of people keep texting me. They kind of want to get on, and we're going to give them a chance to get on and see what they got to say. While we got a brief few minutes, okay, I think she got him on. I think she just got Gene on. Sharon, you get Gene, right, Gene?
Yeah, I have Gene on. I mean, he's just listening right now. Was there something specific you wanted?
Oh, he was texting me. He was texting me. I don't know if he wants to speak. You might want to ask me if he wants to say something. He might want to say something.
He just put his hand up. So, Gene, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Gene? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, man. Congrats on the first year, man. It's all good.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I just want to let everybody know I got a race coming up on the 17th and 18th of May. A little grudge race going on up here. Also, more or less, I just wanted to talk about calling on that topic that you got, you know, what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it out there now. So if you want to talk on that, it's good we have you on, and we'll try to get, constantly trying to get Mike on if he wants to come on. But I'm going to put it out here again about this topic, and glad you chimed in on it, Gene. Wish your mother, hope some other track owners and managers are out here, and if they listen, I would hope that they would join in on it too, because I think it's something that's important for the overall grudge game that's going on, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and we want to shed some light on some things and bring some things to the light instead of leaving them in the darkness, and it's about this. And this is just something, when we come up with topics, it's been a hot conversation that's been going on, and the deal is this. On the first part, you know, man, is it a reality or is it just a rumor? When people say promoters, track owners, or any other people that might be workers at the track are giving folks time back. Now, I brought this up because some moron made a statement and put my name on the forefront about folks' time. I'm a grudge racer, I'm a promoter, and I go to different tracks, and I don't go on the tower, and I don't know nobody's time. And I'm not going to give out nobody's time because I don't even know their time. What people might go around and say would be a pure rumor about folks' time, because if the folks didn't tell them their time, how the hell did they know? And if they do know, we need to find out and we need to get it stopped, because we are traveling and we're getting people to travel here, and we don't want that rumor to ruin what Texas is constantly trying to build with this grudge game. So if anybody's out there have any knowledge, or if the moron that's out there to put the statement on there about me getting a time, I'm about facts. I'm not about rumors. You know, rumors are for idiots, and I'm definitely not an idiot. So if you're out there and you question my integrity about somebody's time, push the one button and let's address it, because I guarantee you, you're dead wrong when you're dealing with me and you're talking about that. I don't know nobody's time, and I don't go in the tower at none of these grudge events during that event. So with that being said, some other folks out there, we like to talk about it. That's going to be the first part of my discussion before we go to the next topic. But I would like folks to push the one button if you got anything to talk about
that's trying to shed some negative part on this grudge game about people finding out people's times or telling people's times. So, Sharon, if we got anybody, push the one button. If Gene, you want to be the first person to speak on that part,
I'll talk about it. Well, I don't know if anybody knows how we run things at my track, but there ain't but two people in my tower, and my tower stays locked. No, well, I'm take that back. There's three people. I got my ticket person, I got my announcer, and I got my person that puts in. Of course, I have to have somebody in front of the computer that puts in car numbers. When they put in the car number, they have to put, Pro Tree or No Time, whatever it is. But I also have a deal that sits over my computer that does not allow anybody to see it, not even the girl that sits behind it. She knows, or anybody knows, it's behind my computer. If I have somebody there testing, nobody's allowed up there. You just key it in. You get out of the tower. I let the people that come, that they go get their time slips themselves. I don't want to know. I don't care to know. Nobody at my track needs to know, because I do know people are trying to say we're letting times out. Well, you know, just like people saying you're doing the same thing, you know. Haters are going to be haters. They're going to do what they're going to do. You know, I bought a track, and it was a bracket track. I turned it into a grudge track, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to grudge race. We're going to have heads up. We're going to do it every weekend. It doesn't matter. We're going to do it all the time. But if I posted before on Batman's board, I would give somebody $1,000 if they would show me who is saying anything at my track about times, because I've heard it several times that we're letting times out and all that stuff, and everybody knows. You know, the first person that lets a time know, I will take them personally over to the person that owns that car, and they can explain it to them. So, you know, we take it very serious at North Star, and, you know, we want to make it as much racer-friendly as we can. We don't want to stand back and let people, you know, people work hard for their money, man. They do a lot of testing and a lot of stuff to, you know, get their times private, you know. And in order for us to get people from the East Coast to come here, they need to know that, you know, their times are safe, you know. I have a couple people coming from the East Coast, you know, at another race. And how we have it set up is their people are going to be in the tower controlling the, you know, the time slip and all that stuff. And I have a girl there that'll cut it. They could have their time slip. We don't want to see it, anything like that. We're doing whatever we can to basically take precautionary measures to stop any of this time and stuff. Yes, 1320. I know there was a discussion at one time about 1320. That you can get on there and, I guess, chime in with your phone. We have a deal called Race Slip at our track, and how you fix that deal is you unplug the 1320. Race Slip, you can't do it with, but that's what we have at our track. But anyways, we still unplug the Race Slip deal from our computer system. And all that is it allows these street racer kids to come out, you know, get off the street, which they can come in and get their times on their phone, which it makes it a little, I don't know, it's something that they like. It's not something that we, you know, started doing. It was already in its process whenever we bought the track. But just wanted to sort of let you in on that one. And like I said, we don't let no times out. We're pretty precautious on that stuff. And, you know, I don't understand why people want to run their mouth saying that stuff when all it's doing, you know, me, what I want to do is I want to build Texas up, let people know how good we are in Texas, because Texas has some of the fastest cars in the country, period. And if anybody has any, you know, I want to bring them here. We got to bring the East Coast here. If we don't, they're not going to know. You know, it's always us going to the East Coast. Well, we got to bring them here, and that's what I've been trying to do. So,
exactly, man. We appreciate that. And Gene, hope you don't leave, because we got the other part to the topic. I think is important to you too. Hey, but anybody that want to speak about this times, man, we need to bring it to the forefront. We need to find out, because man, it'll hurt people. And like what Gene was saying, we have races that want to come. If they put the reputation that's happening down here in Texas, man, that's gonna hurt us.
You know, we don't want that reputation. We want to dispel it as best we can. We need to bring it to the forefront, man, about this stuff. Sharon, is any more hands up? Anybody got any comments on that? How they feel about that? What they think about that? Hey, we got to bring this stuff. Hey, sometimes you got to bring this stuff to a head. You got to put it out there.
832-4856. Bin Laden, your mic is open. I think he pressed the one button by accident. 832-7736. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Finney. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Finney.
It's 7733, Sharon, okay.
Oh, yeah. You knew I was talking about you.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute. Anyway, well, I got on this topic, yeah, that is really bad if somebody's giving out times. We've heard rumors in the past, and none of it's ever been proven. And you know, I'm glad to see Gene on here and how you're saying that it's policy with you guys not to let that happen. But the way it always ends up happening is there's somebody that works at the track. I know it would never be any track's policy, and you wouldn't give it out to anybody and all that. It's always a friend of a friend of a friend that gets your time. So just watch out for that. The other thing I noticed about these, you know, when we raced Hyde, we beat him, and the margin of victory is on our ticket. Well, I pretty much know exactly what their car runs now, you know, and you might look at, for your grudge events, taking that margin of victory off. It's only on the winner's side, from what I understand, but you might look at that too. So,
hey, you're making that statement right there. We don't know, but Gene, is that anything that you as a track owner can do something about? Is that an issue? Or is that something that we can't do nothing about? I don't know. It's just fear of forcing. People may want to know.
Man, I don't know if you can or you can't. I just I'll check into it, and I mean, what I can do is black mark out at the bottom of it. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
keep
like
it the better
people,
people might see that as bad, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the people I have running my computer system and the time slip, they could care less about any. They're there to make money. That's what they're there for. They don't know anybody in the grudge scene. They don't want to know anybody in the grudge scene, and that's how I'm going to keep it at my place. And I don't, you know, to me, that's the best thing. Fresh people that don't know nobody, that don't want to know nobody, and they're there to make money. Because my people, I treat them right. They, you know, if for some reason they're not treated right, they know my phone's open seven. But.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all addressing it anyway. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, okay, we sure we got another hand. Somebody got something they want to bring out, man? You know, this stuff, somebody needs their mic. This stuff keep popping up from time to time, man. And, you know, like you say, a lot of times people's putting stuff out there because they're a hater and they just try to hate on individuals. And I understand that. But, you know me, I'm exposed people to it. If I find out it's going on, I know it. The deal is, man, we don't want people to run away from coming to Texas. We want people to start flocking to Texas, you know. So is anybody else, Sharon, push the one button and you want to address it? Hey, feel free, guys. Don't hold back. Man, this is what it's about. If it's happening, and you know you got one of these cars and you try to be as secret as you can with it, with your time, because you out there as a grudge racer, you're trying to hustle your car. You wouldn't want one of these scoundrels rosters doing you like that, man, because that, it just ain't right. So anybody else want to speak on it? Push the one button. Who we got, Sharon?
817-7379. Richard, your mic is open.
No comment. Just listen to me.
Okay, press the one button and take your hand down for me. Okay, Tracy, you don't have any other hands up right now.
Okay, nope. Okay, nobody else want to speak on this topic. Man, what I'm going to say to the grudge world, man, is this. There's going to be a lot of grudge events going on around the country and here in Texas.
we as a people have to watch these people, man, and try to bring this, you know, we don't want their reputation. We need to do something about it. So, you know, I took on myself when it was put out there about me, I'm a stand-up person, I'm going to remain a stand-up person, and if somebody made false allegations about me and they put it out there, I'm going to come on the air and let the people come talk to me. That's just where I can talk to anybody. Anybody can go, shouldn't feel like they shouldn't come talk to me. You can call me. Don't put stuff on the internet that you don't have as a fact about me, because I'm going to put it out there, and if you going to sit there and hide behind a computer screen, so be it. But, man, I'm about the truth, and that's just what my integrity is, and I remain to keep it the same way. And a lot of guys and track owners want it the same thing, because we're all out here to try to have a fun time, try to hustle the grudge game and give a spectator something. And we don't want nobody coming on here watering it down with negativity information. So, hey, if nobody else want to speak on that, man, I'm a go into the next topic, because I think this is a very important topic. And it has to do, early, we know as track owners are going to open their doors because they in the business to make money and support their track, because that's what they do. Now, with that said, we understand that. I understand that. I'm just going to bring it when it comes to grudge events. When it comes to grudge events, you know, we put a schedule together early in the year, and we're going to continue to try to put a schedule together to where people can see what types of grudge events are going on and where. And that's only to try to help the grudge game and help the people who love to go to these grudge events decide which grudge race they're going to go to. We did the best we can to try not to stack grudge events on top of grudge events. You know, and when I say that, I mean this. Most of the grudge races here in Texas try to support each other because we're not that far apart. So for the ones that go on here in Texas that's not that far apart, you know, we came up with a schedule and we looked at everybody's board and what they had out and when they had it out, and guys found their dates and we put them on a calendar and we post them on AtomicDogDragRacing.com. We post them on Facebook. You know, we looked at everybody's schedule and people try to plug an event. Now, me personally, I feel that it's a good thing for track owners and promoters to try to work together, because I think we all have one thing in common, that's to have a successful race. But when we have two races, especially in the same geographical area at the same time, I think it splits the fans, the racers, and the profit from the track owners and the promoters, because now people have to decide which event you're going to. I think that's a negative thing. NHRA wouldn't come to Enid and have an NHRA event right there in Dallas and then also have one across town in St. Vincent. It was didn't. It just wouldn't be the right thing to do, so they try to spread this stuff out. And I know it rubs some people wrong. I've been hearing a lot of conversation about it, and I just figured, hey, man, it's the time to talk about it, because we all want to have these events, man. And I believe some people have some comments. Gene, you on here, and Batman, you on here, Attacat, you on here, and we know the spokesman for HCI, Lorenzo, you on here, Roy James, you on here. The ones who I know right off hand that be trying to promote these events, we got to work with the track owners, and the track owners hopefully in return try to do the best they can to work on us, because I hear some sour information going around now. So I think it's something we need to talk about. Hey, push the one button. If you got something you want to say, you want to talk about this, you want to add to it, push the one button, man. We need to hear from you, because we need to try to do the best we can to try to avoid stacking races on top of races because it hurting track owners, hurting promoters. Most of all, we do this for the fun and we do this for the fans, and I don't think we're getting the best of both worlds when they're in the same area like that. So, hey, man, guys, what you got to say, man? Push the one button. Don't hold back. Y'all know I can run my mouth, but I want to hear what the Brewers world got to say on this. Let's talk about it. Feel free. Cheryl, who we got?
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
Close it, sir.
Did he say close it?
Yeah, close. I didn't hit the one button. I don't know why it does that.
Okay, all right, I'm sure. He's closed. That's it, Tracy.
You mean nobody want to comment about that? Nobody have nothing to say about it, so... I'm on here. I'm speaking because I'm a voice for the people, and a lot of conversations come up. And do anybody feel like that I'm on when I talk about the promoters and the track owners around here need to try to work together and have events to where people gonna run? Especially, hey, if I have a track and I'm a track owner, you know, I'm gonna do what I need to do in my track. But you know, if I know that there's a big event and that's kind of been a yearly event going on somewhere across town, I might try to have me a different kind of event, you know, so I wouldn't clash and vice versa. So when I want to get people to come to my track, some of the same races that I'm not going to get, I have a chance to get vice versa. If a promoter try to put up a race and he look on the schedule and he see this other track that's close by got the same type of race going on, I don't think it'd be a smart move to have the same type of race. Crazy.
Crazy.
We're not gonna
crazy. Get, crazy. Going. Just a second. Okay, we're getting some feedback. Yeah, everybody's mic is still open, so if you're not talking, press the mute button on your phone. And Tracy, before you go into, I got a message from Shannon. I don't know if Shannon is on here or not, but I'm gonna share it with everybody. She says that.
Oh, got it too. I just don't know it's up.
She says that you cannot take the margin of victory off the time slip on AccuTom computer system. It is hard programmed in. You have to cut it off or black it out.
That's kind of what Gene was saying, and he didn't think you can do it, but he did speak on that. You can probably, you have to black it out or something like that. That's something that, you know, at least that's a step in trying to do the right thing to try to help protect what other folks are doing. So, you know, I think that's good information. And
well, also another thing that I try to do on my track, I mean, I don't know, you know, if anybody notices, but I make it to where not just anybody can come pick up a time slip. I issue poker chips with every one of my tech cards that go out.
Somebody is moving around and your mic is unmuted. I tell you what, if you're not talking, can you push the one button and take your hand down? If you want to talk, just push the one button again, everybody, so we'll know, hey, you ready to say something. Because, yeah, I think we need to talk about this, and there's some people on here that I think that need to bring some things to light. Man, this, to me, this is how you work on trying to make some progress. You put some things out there and hope you can get an understanding and people can respect certain things. It may not work right now because what it is right now is what it is, but it don't mean that it can't work in the future. So we always try to look ahead. So with this information in mind, you know, and people thinking the same way, I think, and overall, if we can do it, it'll help these events and we won't be splitting things up. So that's why I'm putting this information there.
Well, I mean, we can talk about my date. I got the same date as Byron does on June 8th,
okay.
But, you know.
Hold on, let me stop you 1 second, Carl. We want to get him on because he might want to hear what you got to say also. Hey, Sharon,
okay.
I just got a text that Mike is ready to get on, so if you can get him on, he might want to chime in and say something too. So go ahead on June. She's going to try to get Mike on. He's trying to get on and get a text.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Gene.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say, I got the – you know, we got the same date, June 8th, as Byron does, because at the first of the year, me and Byron were going to put an event together on June 8th at my track. It just didn't work out. He went his separate ways about a month ago, and that's when he started promoting his June 8th for Dallas Raceway, which, you know, I already had a lot of stuff in the mix, in the works for Little Mo to come to Texas. I can't back, you know, once you try to get somebody and give somebody a date from the East Coast to come here, that's the date that you're giving them. You know, you can't back up on that. Also, you know, I put in a Texas King of the Hill race with a 5-0 Outlaw Shootout at that race again, you know. So, I mean, I already had a bunch of stuff scheduled for that date, and, you know, like I said, it worked out to where he went to Dallas Raceway and he had June 8th on that date, but, you know, I can't cancel what I got just for the simple fact because it didn't work out and he went elsewhere, you know what I mean? And I think that's probably a big thing that happens when people do allow other people in, you know what I mean? To where they're, you know, there's another date that they have at another track. It just didn't work out with that track, so they tried, you know, to get somewhere else, and then it didn't work out here, so then they went back to the other track. So it just, you know, it's a no-win solution, but, you know, I've got a lot of money out there on this deal, and it's one of those deals where I can't turn it back. You know, I mean, we started our own little grudge board called we took over the DFW Outlaw board. It's called Grudge Central. It's pretty much, you know, everything that we got going on here in Texas at North Star.
Yeah.
Mute that mic. Somebody mute that mic.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mike? Hold on, Mike. Gene is talking. Hold on. We'll get you in a second. Go ahead,
Gene. Is that my friend Gene McAdamus out there?
What are you doing, Mr. Adcock? How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, Gene. How you doing?
Man, I can't complain. Can't complain, buddy. No, and see, that's one good thing about, you know, him buying that track. I've been friends with Mike for a long time, you know, and we talked and talked about, you know, working together and doing things together because, you know, it's just that's what you got to do. You know, I mean, the market, it's just not there like it used to be. You know, back in the King of the Hill days and the Pro Mod days when you'd get, you know, 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 people show up to a race, when you do it 2 or 3 times a month, they're like, well, if I miss that one, I'll just go to this one. You know what I mean? So that, in a way, it hurts everybody, you know, like you were saying before. So, but no, man, let Mike speak up, man. Let him have his time, man.
You was telling the truth, Gene, I promise you, that's the absolute truth right there, and we are going to work together, and we just need everybody's support to be successful.
Mike, won't you, everybody don't know who you are. We've been trying to get you on since the beginning of the show, and we haven't. Won't you come on and kind of address the people a little bit of what your plans are and what your position is? We said it, but, you know, we talking at a second party, and we see it on the Internet, but people hadn't heard it, so if you can just introduce yourself and what you do and what your plans are, so the girls world, we got a lot of people on here listening, and we got people on the Internet, so your voice is being heard.
Okay, well, guys, my name is Mike Adcock. My wife, Sharon Adcock. We've been around racing our whole life. I bought the track, paid for it today. There's no issues. We're going to love that we could get back in it, work with everybody, and try to make a good place to race, guys.
Okay, Mike, and just so you missed the first part, and I believe you got the text with me, one of the main things we were talking about, and somebody's mentioned Mike, they got the background. We're not talking to you, Mike, we got the background and other people on here. Mike, I want to say, you taking over a track, you bought the track, and one of the things that's been put out there, and you hadn't spoke on it, it's about people's times getting out and people are telling times, whether it come from a promoter, getting the time or being in the tower or a personnel at the track telling folks your time. That's just something that, you know, we put out there. It was put out there about me, and I spoke about it to people, and I'm a stand-up guy, and I know it's a bunch of BS, so I brought it out to the air. You taking over that track, you want to address the people a little bit so they'll be comfortable about, hey, you know, give some assurance that you're going to do everything you can in your power to make sure it don't happen. And if it do happen, the person work for you, how you going to handle them? You want to address it with the people.
Well, I really think that probably the best way to handle this is, man, I don't know how you would handle that to keep it where you would never have no leaks. I was going to say each team member brings somebody up, but they would see each other's time. So are we trying to keep it where nobody knows what kind of ET somebody can run? Is that what we're discussing?
Exactly. What the allegation was this, Mike, is that certain tracks you go to, people are getting people's time.
Oh.
And you know, we're trying to dispel that rumor, or if it's a fact, we're trying to cap it off to where it don't happen, because, as you know, with this grudge game, it's a big thing, and we're trying to make Texas known as the biggest and baddest state there is in grudge racing, second to none. I believe that's every promoter and track owner's objective here, and we want to do the best we can to keep those rumor mills down and also fight off some of the haters who go out there and put the false information out.
Hey, I totally agree. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike. Oh, I was going to say maybe we put it out for discussion. What is everybody saying? Is anybody commenting on it?
Man, we got a few people commenting. We got a lot of people on here, and, man, I'm telling you, it's been something that I've been hearing for a while. And, man, you know, we talk about it, and then the allegations put out there by myself, and I know damn well I'm a stand-up guy, and I've been doing this for an awful long time. And if a person try to attack me like that, I'm not going to leave it behind the scenes. I'm going to put it out there, and I want them to come and face the accuser. But I hadn't had nobody push the one button yet to come tell me I know so-and-so's time. How do I know it? And I don't go in the power, and I don't know nobody's time. I can look at a car, and you can be standing beside me and say, man, that car looks like it run this, or that car looks like it run that. That here is my guess. And everybody that go racing and hustle these cars, look at a car and come over with their guess. That ain't knowing nobody's time. You're just talking, but there's some folks out there claiming to say they know people's times to a T. I'm talking about from the 60-foot to the 330 to the quarter mile, and they make an accusation how they got it. I am not one of them folks. I don't know nobody's time, and I haven't seen nobody's time, and I don't care about going to the tower looking at nobody's time. All I care about, man, is trying to support the game of grudge racing and try to get people to come from coast to coast here to Texas to put on a mega event. So that's where we're at, Mike, and that's what we're talking about. If anybody want to add to it, push the one button. We need to address it.
Hey, Trey.
Go ahead.
I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying on that. And like I said, is as far as the time is told, I mean, like you said, you'll never know who said what or who did what. I mean, it is what it is. It happens on all the tracks. We know that. I mean, but that's just that's what racing is. I mean, that's how it is, man. I'm going to give it to you straight, man. Just like I said, when it comes to tracks, I done did events on all these tracks, and I'm going to address Gene what he just said a few minutes ago about me and him had a little disagreement. Well, we did have a disagreement, true enough, but the date was already set at Dallas Raceway just as well. Gene knew it, and I knew it. I was going to do one at North Star with him. But like I said, we had our differences, and I'm not mad at him, not upset at him. You know, it's business, you know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact that, like I said, the day that he did have was for me and him to do that. But as far as him bringing Lil Mo in, he already had Lil Mo, I didn't know nothing about that. You know, I didn't have no recollection on he was bringing Lil Mo on the 8th. I didn't know nothing about the King of the Hill because there wasn't nothing there on his date until he made that date. But like I said, once again, is I'm not mad at him at all. It's business. I'm doing what I have to do for Dallas Raceway. Not saying I won't do business with him in the future, but I'm just letting them know at the time I'm doing right now at Dallas Raceway. And I had to clear that up, and these tracks, they're going to do what they're going to do, man. And if it comes to a day on top of the day, it's business. It's nothing personal. It's business. Let's all let's not fake the funk about it, because we know exactly it's been happening for years. Some days fall on some day, and it's sad, but it is what it is. It's business. That people gonna go where they gonna go, and if they like this track at the time, they gonna go to this track. If they like this track at the time, they gonna go to this track. And that's exactly what it is. It's been like that. And this is not nothing new to me. I done seen it. But like I said, is once again, I'm not mad at Gene. I'm not in his business, you know. And like I said, as far as stacking days, I don't believe in that. But me and Gene know what went on, and I'm not going to put it out there with me and Gene, because I'm not that kind of guy. But I'm just letting them know it's just business, and I'm just doing stuff with Dallas Raceway. I'm just going to clear that up.
Okay. Gene wants to comment.
No, it's all good. I mean, it's all good. Like I said, I just noticed on the board, you know, people talking smack. Yeah, they're running their mouth and stuff like that. And to me, I'm that guy that I try to please everybody. Which in racing industry, you're not going to please everybody, and I understand that. But you know what? That's me, and I'm going to try to. It doesn't matter what I do, how I do it. That's just me. That's what you see is what you get. I ain't going to tell you something different and then, you know, 2 days later be different about it. You know, it is what it is. What happened with me and Byron, and like I said, you know, I mean, he's got a date June 8th on Dallas Raceway, and I got June 8th at North Star with, you know, Little Mo and Texas King of the Hill, and you know, it just didn't work out. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to try to book on top of each other on other dates, you know. It was just a date that ended up coming up, and we talked about it, and we agreed upon it, and then, like I said, it just didn't work out. But
yeah,
it's all good, man. Yeah. I don't have no hard feelings towards anybody on anything, man. Everybody knows my phone number. My phone number is listed on my website. You know, call me anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we understand that. That's what I say. You know, what it is right now is what it is, and we gonna move forward with that. But just on future events, since you know people all the time put on versions at each track and stuff like that. You know, all we really understand is that as promoters and as track owners, man, you know, we gotta, you know, try to do a little better job and try to do our best we can not to have them on top of each other. So therefore, you know, nobody has the event that's kind of watered down because the crowd was split. And all we can do is try to work on the name and take a look at it. And that's just what it is. But, hey, if anybody else got something they want to say, Sharon, anybody else put the one button they want to talk about, if they want to talk about that?
Summer, your mic is open. Summer, your mic is open.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I have a real good idea, and I'd like to know if the Grudge Racers would go for it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you go ahead?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Hey, Tom.
Okay, this is a real good idea, and I'm hoping Mike looks it over, thinks about it, and does it at Dallas Raceway. Maybe Gene can employ it up there. Everybody always has something to say about somebody knowing somebody else's time. True enough. Somebody can lie to you and make you think you know their time. Well, we know people sandbag. We know people add more to it. So you can't always get it right. You can just guesstimate. What I would like to know on our event, September 14th at Dallas Raceway, if the Grudge Racers wouldn't mind, and Tracy, you're one of them that does this, why get a time slip to begin with? Why have it out there? When you're running a grudge race, running for whatever y'all run for, hamburgers, pickles, I don't care. Why isn't it just the win life that counts? Why does the time have to be applied to anything or given to anybody? It's a point A to point B. What do you think?
Let me address this. Let me, you know, some places do that, but let me address it. From the experience that I have, a lot of people, that time flip gives them information.
and they need to know what their car is doing at certain points of the track. You know, so they take that information along with some data they might have on the computer, and that's how people work on their car. Now, a lot of cars don't have it, but a lot of them
right there.
They use that for information.
That's the settling option behind it. Uh-oh. It said settle, just like that one.
Jackie,
is that Batman?
Batman, mute your mic. You know better.
Hello, how are you?
Eric.
I know they use it for information, but if you're actually running a race like Slack, Slack will run you off the trailer. He's not going to test the track.
He's going to get out there and run you off the trailer.
You just need to go with it. It's a race. I think the biggest thing
is these guys that are coming out, you know, they don't know. They could have, you know, let's just say one of them has a 116.60 foot. Well, in that race, he had a 118 or 119. Well, he can tell if he lost because of his 60 foot in comparison to down track. You know what I mean? So whether he knows if that guy's faster than him or not.
Those are all good points, but...
I mean, I do know on the East Coast, that's what they do. There is no such thing as a pass slip.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a win and a lose situation here. I don't want my times out there. What can we do about it? Well, we can try by just going by the win light. That's what's going to count in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
Got to give up something to get something sometimes if you're worried about it being out there. No matter how hard all of us try, the track owners, the track promoters, everybody tries to just cover it up as best we can, even putting screens over the computers. You can use binoculars and you can't see. But all it takes is one lie.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and if people have different opinions about it, you know, some places they do it and some places they don't. And, you know, you try to get certain guys, and especially when you're getting guys to come from other places, some will go by for it and some won't. So, you know, it's so hard to get a win-win. All we can do is get the track. The best we can do is get the track personnel to do the best they can to try to make sure it don't happen. Because, you know, like I said, you got guys coming from different states, man. They ain't never been on that track. They don't know where they are, where they got to put their tune up. And they're going to read that computer, and they're going to look at their time slip. And, you know, guys that run at home at the same track most of all the time, some of those guys, they can get away with it because they already done, you know, been out there testing, tuning during the week and got a time slip. So on game day, it's a little easier for them. They'll just go back and make adjustments accordingly. But when you're trying to feel it and make it go from state to state, as we're doing now, we just got to try to protect our image of it not getting out. So, hey, it was a good point. And when we hear you, anybody else got anything they want to add to that? Hey, feel free to push the one button, man. This is what this show is about. It's about information and knowledge and trying to work together and find ways how we can make this Brewers game bigger and bigger in the state. Because we all know the East Coast thinks they're the hottest shit in Brewers racing. And we all know here in Texas that they're not. And we aim to prove it. And the only way we're going to prove it is make sure what we do here in Texas is safe and we get a lot of fast cars here and kick butt. So, anybody push your one button. You got any comments? Push your one button.
Bushnell and Tree, your mics are open.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
It's Bushnell, man.
What's
going on? Huh? Oh, yeah, man. I agree with that lady said. Also, I agree with all them tracks. Oh, you got, hey, Trace, you got a lot of tracks in Texas, man, that people, you know, will come to race at. And like a couple of those guys was talking about, the couple of them that got it on that didn't track. And that lady, I don't know what track she's from. You know, all that support, man. I mean, you can't do nothing about these people, you know, having rumors about saying about people's time. That really don't even really matter, man, you know. And I understand you said some people might need to, you know, check their numbers, you know. But my thing is, and I agree with that lady, I mean, when you get ready to go on the battle, it don't even really matter about, you know, who do what, as long as who make it from A to B, you know. So, but the main thing is as long as these tracks people, it's staying with their folks about, you know, like getting times out of these, you know, like telling people times, you know, other people that don't know, like that guy didn't say. He said his people don't care, don't want to know nobody, don't care who or what. They there just to do their job Trace, you're not gonna be able to, you know, you, hey, you know, there's always gonna be people doing shit like they did you on the internet shit, you know, you're gonna have that kind of shit too. You ain't gonna stop none of that shit, man. So it really don't even matter, man. The whole thing that matters is that we all got all these tracks to race at. We got Denton, we got Redline, we got Killerdale. I ain't never been to Yellow Bed. Even some of them moms and pop tracks look like, you know, fun to go to, man. But it's just all about having fun or wherever it's at, man, and getting that shit understood the whole time. As long as you get it understood the whole time with that shit, man, it should be no problem. But all the other shit about the time telling shit, that's been going on for years, man. So that ain't nothing new, you know. So the only thing that, like you said, the only thing that goes back to it alone is the track people that all these tracks is making sure they folks ain't, you know, ain't seeking that shit or whatever, you know, fools with everybody and they saying all that who did and that shit and all that shit don't even matter, man.
Okay, hey, we appreciate your comment, man, you know. Hey, just hang on. Hey, I know you might want to go down on somebody in a minute, but we're going to see if anybody else got any comment, got something they want to say. I think if somebody on here want to try lock down on Atticat, they might push the one button. I know they're on here calling them, but hey, go to the next one,
but
see
what
you want to talk,
Sharon. Tremaine.
Yeah, go ahead,
Tremaine. Okay. Well, it's like this here. You know, the lady trying to make a good point, but I don't agree with it. Simple fact, I don't agree with it. It's for the simple fact, if I'm racing somebody, it might look like my car doing what it's doing. That time slip going to say if it's done what it's supposed to do. If that time slip don't say, I know this goddamn car doing, we're going to race again, until this time slip tell me what this car doing. Now, if this car doing what it's supposed to do and you beat me, I'm going to go sit my ass down. But if this car ain't doing what it's supposed to do and you beat me, we're going to race again. So, I mean, everybody's had their opinion on, you know what I'm saying? Then for that shit with time, you know, they've been telling time, they tell time everywhere, so I ain't too much. Just got to get that line up, you can beat me.
Yeah. It's real prevalent, man, to people, and, you know, I understand what some are saying, and in some cases, some races can make that agreement, and if that's what they feel, and if the people at the track say, hey, on this pass, you know, you want it off, want it off, but I can tell you from experience, the faster you get, the more you want to see what that car done, and that's just the way it is. So we'll see if anybody got any other comments, Sharon, what we got.
You don't have any more hands up right now, Tracy.
Okay, anybody with any hand up want to comment, go ahead.
Tracy, this is Gene. Hey,
okay,
I'll give two free tickets to the 18th race at my track if somebody can tell me what Mike's car is and what the last race that he raced it at and what it ran.
What Mike Adak's car is, did he run at a track that you were working at and you saw the man's time or what?
That's what I'm talking about. This is back in the day.
Yeah. Anybody know the answer to that? If anybody know the answer to that, push the one button. I think that's going to be a tough one right there. Anybody know
the
answer to that?
Talking about the race he just raced at, Gene?
No. I'm talking about
back in
the day, what his car is, what his back cap car is, and what it ran and what race was it at.
Oh,
Mike knows what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Anybody know the answer to that? Push the one button. You got two free tickets for North Star Dragway on the 18th. If anybody know, push the one button or text the answer, and I'll kindly read it. And if it's right, Gene will tell us. So you know that answer. We want to hear.
Hey, Tracy. Hey, that dude, and he put your name right there. That dude put on the website. I seen that, man. That dude put, what'd he put? He put Atomic Dog, a.k.a. Tracy. No, it's Tracy, a.k.a. Atomic Dog, Texas style, man.
Hey, man, we know it was just somebody, hater, just somebody trying to start some shit. You got to remember this, man. Anytime you're trying to do something positive and do something good for the Brewers game, there's always gonna be somebody that hate on it. That's just the way life is. It'll always be critics, but we gonna aim and keep on pushing forward and doing what we do, and that's the aim to try to bring good road racing here to the state of Texas. That's my biggest objective here, and I believe that every track owner and promoter here is to try to put Texas on the map, like when you go to North Carolina July 5th and 6th.
We go in from Texas, and we go in bees, and we going to stand up, and we going to show out. We going to let them East Coast guys know there's a hell of a lot of growers races here in the state of Texas, and you can bring your butt down here, and we going to do our best to try to add it to you. Hey, but with that said, Gene, anybody got the answer? I haven't got
the answer. Now we got the door, man. Nowhere to put it.
Huh? What is that?
I don't think
somebody was saying something about a door, don't know where to put it or something.
I think Mike is at the track, so we may be getting some of his noise.
I'm getting some interference. I'm sorry about that, but
No, that was me. I'll mute my mic.
Okay, Mr. Mike. Anybody got the answer to that question? We waiting on the answer. We trying to see how you race us all. How long you can remember, how smart you are, got the thinking cap on. Some of y'all races probably races, Mike, back then and probably forgot. But the more
yeah,
it's
a long time since I've raced to mount anything.
Now you got guys, some guys are like, hey, man, some guys keep up with this stuff, you know. Some guys keep up with it, though. You never know. We got an answer. Somebody want to take a shot at it? Hey, you got 2 free tickets now. Hey, everybody likes to get in free. Trust me, I know. Everybody likes to get in free. So,
hell, I'll throw a shirt in, too.
Okay, I got one right here. I don't know if this answer, and this is coming from Barry Wade. This is coming from Barry Wade. And the answer,
oh, damn.
Mike Adder, 1969 Camaro, Canada. 457.
That was pretty close.
That was pretty close, Barry. You out there on the internet listening? I'm gonna tell you it's like this. Folks don't get it in drag racing.
If I'm not mistaken, that wasn't the last race that he raced his car at, though.
That wasn't the last race, Barry. You out there on the internet. That wasn't the last race. That was close on the count.
Okay,
and hard.
Tracy, we got a hand that came up. We got a hand. She put it down.
Oh, that means she didn't have. That means she didn't have the answer.
There she goes. Hold up.
That is not the right answer, Barry Wade City.
What?
That is not the right answer that Barry Wade sent in.
I know it. It wasn't the right answer. We told him he got.
I'll give him a hint. It was not King of the Hill, but it was $10,000 to win.
You talk about you know the answer.
He
I
does.
I know the answer.
Oh, you know the answer. Oh, okay, well,
I was
know,
there.
So anyway, okay, you there. So, okay, don't count for you. Okay, you might. Okay. Anybody know the answer? 2 free tickets. North Star Dragway. Very way it came close, but close don't cut it. It's not horseshoes. That must be a pretty tough one. Where's all them old King of the Hill guys at? Man, they're out there listening. They don't forgot. Man, they probably was drinking beer and I forgot the half of what they know. So.
Hey, Tracy, if somebody gets it right, I know the answer, and I will tell you that they're right or not.
You know the answer? Okay, I got another thing. They're here again. Okay, well. Barry coming back again. He said he know. He said it's a 458, 69 Camaro, 458.
Nope.
Barry,
he's at the wrong event.
You got the wrong event, Barry. You got the wrong event. Keep trying. Somebody's got to come on with it. Don't let Barry bury it. You keep on hogging. Keep on. You're going to look up and get it right.
Hey, Tracy, I'll give me another hint. The Herzog won that race that night.
Who won it?
Herzog.
Herzog won the race that night. Okay, that ought to help some of you guys out there. It ought to help some of you guys out. Where are all them class races out there? You know you listen. Hey, that's a nice tribute question, man, and it's worth 2 tickets to North Star on the 18th, May the 18th, 2 free tickets. Somebody can use that.
Shan, are you working on the where it was?
No, I know exactly where it was.
Here we go.
No, I mean, is that the answer you're looking for is the event and where it was held?
I got it. Somebody think they got it on the internet. I'm let them say it. Is the person talking right now? Do you have the answer? I'm going to give you a shot at it. Barry's going to wear me out. He thinks he got it this time, but I'm going to let you go. Is anybody online right now think they got it? Just talking.
Hey, tell Barry Wade three strikes and you're out.
Hey, this last one, Barry, hey. Hey, we don't, we didn't get no walk. Everything you do was a strike, and Barry, you got one. I got the answer, but I'm going to the internet. Who's online right now? Somebody talking, no answer? No hand went up, going one?
Everybody's mic is open and no new hands are up saying that they
got. If you know it, if your mic open, just talk. If you know it, say something. Say it. If your mic open, you can't push the one again. If you know it, just say you got it. We'll hear you. We'll come to you. Anybody got it?
I think I know which one it was.
You think you know? You want to take a shot at it? If not, I'm going to go with
the national event that Shannon and them held at Ennis, Texas?
No, that's not it.
That wasn't it?
Nope.
It was a good event, Shan.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Shannon. That was Shannon Morgan that said that. Was that Shannon?
No, that was Summer.
That was Summer.
That was
okay.
Summer giving the answer.
Okay, they still didn't get the two free tickets. Here we go again. Gene, you let us know. Barry saying it was at the Motorplex and it was a 4-9.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. No.
Come, you're out.
Pass your ass on. You out of there, son. Barry, somebody got to know the answer. The race was against, she said it was against Herzog, and it was Mike Addox's race. Somebody got to know the answer. Man, I know the race is out there. The race did it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give them another hint, Tracy.
Okay, go ahead.
There was only two of these races. They both paid $10,000 to win, and Herzog won both of them. And
wow,
they were back half old school, back half races.
Okay,
but what kind of event was it?
It was a cost car based event.
Yes.
But it was not a cost event.
Yes.
Okay, somebody push the one button if you don't mind. Start speaking. If not, text it to me. Barry, you out of there. You need to pass. You need to put your pinch hit in because you struck out. We'll see what we got. It's worth two free tickets. Where's all these class races that keep up with all this information? Where they at? We want to know.
I guess
Nobody
I'm the only one out. Left that knows true back half.
Okay, we'll give them a minute. Hey, with that said, I think we're not going to catch out, but I want to go to this person because this person told me he wanted Attacat on the phone because he wanted to talk about going down on his ass. Hey, Sherry, can we go to the line and open up Nikki's mic? He said he wants to address Batman. If you got a lock in or you want to lock somebody down at any one of these events that's coming up, man, talk about it, and let's put it out there and see if we can get somebody locked in with some of these races right now.
Nikki, your mic is open.
Oh.
What's going on, Nikki? What's going on?
It ain't nothing too much, man. So, be hard ready to race. Yeah, we got a ready to go.
Attacat hard. Nikki's talking to you.
It's ready to go.
Attacat
yeah.
Hard. Push the one button. Somebody's calling for you.
Alleycat.
Somebody said yeah.
Yeah, but hold on.
Yeah, what's up?
Hold on a second, Alleycat and Nikki. Barry White, push the one button again. Okay. Go ahead. He had his hand up. You want to see if Barry has the answer real quick?
Barry.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
Barry,
only
wait,
three.
You,
I'm here.
Go ahead, Barry.
He was at Kennedale and he was at Red Line with that car.
Wait, yeah,
so
he Kennedale or Red Line? Which one? Which one?
Man.
Okay, you're out of there again. Jesus Christ.
Gene, damn it.
Hey, I don't know where you get your information from. Don't get no more from where you get it from.
Tracy, hold up. Let's see if we got one. Hold up. Flip, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
What's up, Flip?
Hey, nothing much, Tracy. Hey, man, I grew up watching these cars. I want to say that it was at Denton, and it was a $10,000 race. And it was Mike in the final round against Herzog.
And how fast did he go?
What was the event, and how fast did he go?
The event was at Denton, and I want to say it was like, I don't remember the name of the event, man. Maybe I was too drunk. It wasn't Clash of the Titans. It wasn't Clash of the Titans. I can't remember the name of the event to save my life.
How fast did it go, damn it?
458, 459, something like that. He was flying.
Which one is it?
Gene?
I'm going to say a 59.
Kenny Barnes with a 56 at Kennedale, so I know Adcock's car run a 59 or 58 back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it was a 58 or 50. I don't remember the exact time. I just remember it was that Denton at a $10,000 race at that. It was like a battle of the back half deal.
Yeah, but what was the event? There was a reason that event was put on. Why was that? What was the name of that event?
Shit.
It was called My Name is Kenny Barnes, and I want to take over the world of drag racing. I got a big dick.
There was a reason that event was put on.
No, it was just called like Battle of the Backhats or something like that. I don't remember the exact name of it.
Matter of fact, I was looking at the shirt the other day that I got.
Orca.
Oh, well, we're going to go to the meeting, and you can tell me to keep trying. They ain't got the app yet. It's worth two tickets. So, for one, hey, that must be a tough one. So, hey, we're gonna let somebody take a shot at it. But, Denny and Nikki, we got to go on here.
Yeah, Nikki's still on here, and Alley Cat, your mic is still open.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up, Alley Cat?
What's going down?
There ain't nothing too much, man. We see Horace ready for us.
I think it might be the other way around. Are y'all ready for Horace? Now, say it right.
No, you say it right. If say Horace, don't worry about who drives the car. You don't want to hear that.
Y'all have a race in 2 years, so, I mean, you know, what's the point? Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready. We've been racing. Y'all just don't know we've been racing.
You already know the date then, right?
I know the date, sir.
Okay. Well, then be there. That's all you got to do. Scary ass.
We'll be there. Hey.
What?
The parachute say what I say, too.
Fuck that, lock it in. Hey.
We good?
Hey. Yeah. I say fuck that, lock it in.
Yeah, mail the money, man.
Who is this here?
This tree man. Fuck that, all that. We gonna be there. Y'all gonna be there. Just be there. Lock something in. That damn. I wanna see some later. Fuck all this pussy ass shit, man. Lock some shit in.
God
damn.
God damn, boy. I didn't know that we were famous like that.
Lock
how much
that room.
Hey, nigga, how much you want to lock in, nigga?
Huh?
How much you want to lock in?
Yeah, we can lock in for foot. How much you want to lock in? Tell me.
Oh, God damn, man.
What y'all got
anyway? What y'all bringing? Which
bring
one of the cars you bringing?
We bring a little sir.
Which one of the cars you talking about? The Nova or the Pro Guard?
The Nova.
Which one you want to lock in with then?
The Nova.
And it's a back half car.
Back half car, no, but the one the horse is the chassis car.
Okay. Long as a back half car and it ain't a chassis car, lock in 500.
That'll work. That'll work.
Free man, are you happy now?
God damn it. Somebody need to do some racing all that guys everywhere. Yeah, well, fuck all that. Lock it in. Shit, I want to see race more than goddamn few cars that do race. I want to see somebody else race some goddamn time. Shit.
What time? Hey, nigga, what time we going to be in the lane? Are you still a
car? What time we going to be in the lane? Hey, should I race the tongue phrase?
After that, 10 o'clock. Let's make it 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Catechism.
Yeah.
I'm going to start duct taping y'all niggas and putting a goddamn brick on the gas pedal. Make some niggas with shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know that they got fire cars. And they ain't been out all year long. All last year they ain't been out.
Okay.
Say. Truth be told, y'all look about the same, Medicare.
No, that's bullshit. We've been racing all over the track. Remember, we've been jumping lanes, remember? We've been losing.
Oh,
it's all
right.
We've been racing. We've been losing, though.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you. I ain't going to lie about it.
Don't worry about it, Tree, man. We got it.
Tracy.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Was it a 4.60 Texas Pro back half?
You say what now?
Was it the Texas Pro back half? Did Mike run a 460?
No, for
extra
play. Is Barry?
Yeah, that's him.
You said it was a 460?
What is it, 4.60 at the Texas Pro back half?
Gene.
Ready?
Gene, summer. Gene, is that right?
No, it wasn't called the pro back half.
Damn. Google ain't worth a shit.
Hey, your mind ain't worth the crap, man. I'm sorry.
I know, but hell, that's 04. Shit, that's 10 years.
I know.
Hey, guys, can I get in and say a word?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody that me and Sharon are back in the racing community, and we look forward to seeing everybody, whether it's at my track, Gene's track. And we're going to be available, and if y'all need anything, y'all contact me. I'll take care of it first.
You better get your name. Everybody keep coming on. Everybody don't know who you are. You just came on saying, everybody don't know who you are. You know, they don't know that voice yet, you know.
Well, they'll get to know me. I'm not going nowhere.
Mike Adcock, Dallas Raceway, for the ones who may be wondering who that guy is.
Guys, I got to know, but I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch with all you guys.
Okay, Mike. Okay, we still waiting on that answer. Gene put a tough one out there, and nobody been able to get it correct. Didn't get those two tickets, so we're going to see. Hey,
Butler boy, your mic is open.
Butler boy want to get in. He's looking for
Alley Cat.
Yo, I'm here.
What's going on, Alley Cat? You done had your bowl of Wheaties this morning?
Yeah, man, I went on and ate some Wheaties, man. I feel strong.
Yeah, man, I figured shit, y'all had a whole 7 days to think about it. We going to go on lock in, me and Horace head up or what?
I ain't going to happen.
Trying to find an answer.
Huh?
I ain't gonna happen.
No. All right, shit.
Shit, you might need to mix a little Kellogg Special K's up in them Wheaties. Get a little more vitamin.
Well, he don't do that. They don't do that.
Oh man. Alright then, we'll sit back here on mute then. I thought y'all might have came up with something.
Oh no, we already locked in. We already locked in with 2-3 calls already now.
That's a 10-4.
Yeah.
All right, man. If anybody else got a lock in a race you want to talk about, a race you want to go to, got somebody you want to lock in, if your mic is open, you can say it. If they're not on personal line, we're trying to get them on the line. We try to see who's trying to lock in for these events that's coming up. So, still waiting on them to have the 2 free tickets, $1 off North Star Driveway. So, nobody got that after yet. Here it looks like he's been the only class racer on here, and he's flunking. He's flunked out. Go ahead. I got some noise going on in the background. Hey, man, well, you know what? If nobody got another race that they want to lock in, we got a promoter on here want to say something about a race or the event. We'll let you speak, track owner. If you got something you want to share, we'll let you speak. And with that said, man, you know, hey, we'll start doing closing comments, but I want to give these promoters who got these events that's coming up, the track owner who got these events that's coming up, to say a last word to the people before we get ready to get out of here. If that has to come in, it's worth 2 tickets. Nobody got it yet, so you got a few minutes. But if you're in, when y'all want to speak, go ahead. If any promoter or track want to speak before we get ready to get out of here, here's the opportunity to say it again, what you want to say about the track, about your event. Your mic is open. If somebody starts speaking, and we'll go down from there.
Hey, this is Penny. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, hey, go ahead.
Hey, I
surrounded in the background. Mute the mic.
Can y'all hear me? Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to touch on the Dallas Raceway. I'm just wondering. You know, I don't want to say anything bad about it, but before it wasn't all that great of a track. It seemed to be a one-lane track, and I'm wondering if the new owner's going to be doing something different with it or what.
Mike, go ahead, Mike.
Mike, drop out, Sophie.
Mike, drop out. Well, from my understanding, speak with Mike saying whatever column that was at Dallas Raceway.
Hold on, Tracy, hold on a second.
Somebody's got a lot of noise going in the background, and they mute your mic.
Yeah, somebody does. Okay, never mind. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Someone's working in the background, and you mute your mic. You got a lot of noise, and it's hard for people to hear.
No, man, I've already been told.
Okay, and with that said, they just answered your question. I had a chance to talk to Mike, and Mike said he's going to do everything in his power to make sure he has the best working track in Texas, and it won't. The reputation of it being a one lane track, it won't happen. It won't happen. He's the new owner, and he said he's gonna do what it takes to get that track up in tip top shape. He said that he was down with it when it first started, and it had a good name, and he aimed to do the same thing again. So that we give him a fair chance to take care of business at the track and get it back up to running, but I'm kind of speaking what he told me about what he's going to do with that track.
Okay, good.
You got some haters out there be saying stuff that they shouldn't be saying. So they're trying to
get them to quit saying that stuff, you know, and come to the plate and quit be talking and talk real, you know. You know, and quit saying stuff that you don't know and don't know what you're talking
about. Is he talking to us?
Is he talking to the Blue Bros? He talking to somebody in the background. Doug, is that you, Doug?
Yeah.
Are you talking to somebody in the background?
Oh, this is Doug, Lion King.
Yeah, were you talking to somebody in the background or were you talking to the people that's on the line?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
Hold on, let me change my deal to the other. I'm going to take it off of the speaker part here.
Hold on, Doug. I just thought you were saying something. I'm in here. Were you telling somebody about what we were talking about in the background, or you saying something to us?
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me help you out. Were you on
the
phone?
I was telling you that we got a blood race here in Portland at Woodburn. It's going to be the second annual because we've been trying to do the same thing, and we got it going on, and it'll be our second one on the 26th and 27th of July.
We've been trying to get a few races
to come down there. And then who's this guy that's supposed to be Ragtop said that he raced in Portland at Woodburn back in the day and said he was the baddest brother there and he wanted to find out who I was.
Ragtop, you don't even push one button. Is still on here, Shaq? You know that number?
I don't know if Ragtop is on here right now.
Ragtop, you on here, push the one button, and we're just saying, hey, Doug, just to let you know, when you're not speaking and you push the one button, you can push the one button and take your hand down. That way, when you're talking in the background, we can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
If you want to speak again, just push the one button. It'll bring your hand back up to the top, and we'll see you. Or if you're not talking, just put your phone on mute so we won't get all that background.
Okay. I wasn't understanding that. My bad.
Yeah, so that's where you're
Hey, if you see a Ragtop, you get in touch with him and give him my number and tell him to give me a call.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Big D, if you're still on the line, press the one button again. He had his hand up, and then he disappeared.
He got to keep it up. Big D, go ahead.
Big D, press the one button. Put your hand back up. Okay, he disappeared on me. Shannon, your mic is back open if you wanted to chime in. Hold on, there he is. Cause we want to make sure we get his mic open tonight.
Yeah, he been getting on me for 2 weeks now. Let him talk. Come on, Big D.
Barry, your mic is open.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I was just trying to see what Sleepy was talking about, see what Tinka talking about,
Is Tinka a big Sleepy on here? Push the one button. I'm tired of Deep. He did call me all weekend begging me to get these guys to run him. I said, well, hell. Tinka, push the one button. Big Sleepy, if you on here, push the one button.
I see a couple of Austin numbers, but I don't see Tinka or
Big Sleepy. If you're on somebody else's phone, hook the one button. He want to holler at you. You don't see no new hands up? Okay,
nope.
Well, hang on, Big D. Don't go. I think Shannon wants to say something. Do you have Shannon wants to say something?
Hi, Stacy.
How you doing?
Hey, before you hang up, I had to call and ask my husband because I didn't remember the exact reason of that race. But I have that answer now. My husband remembered the reason.
You got the answer?
I know the answer what Gene's looking for now. I just remember that Kenny did it trying to fight somebody but didn't remember why, but Bud remembered why.
Okay. Let the girls grow and know what the answer is. Give it to us.
Do what?
Tell us the answer. Everybody listen.
When King of the Hill went to small tires, Kenny Barnes only tried it one time and didn't like it. So He put those big tire races on for $10,000 to win and thought he would run King of the Hill out of the business doing that.
Okay. And after who won?
I think Flip ought to get it. He came the closest. He didn't just know the exact, you know, the exact reason behind it.
Well, your answer, I heard you say why he did it. What was the name of that? Mike, let not Mike, Jane, address that and get your information from it. Jane, go ahead, Jane.
No, that's exactly correct. Why the race was put on, it was called a big tire race. It was emphasized big tire race because of King of the Hill putting on the 10-5 and boycotting King of the Hill on it. And he got pretty close on Mike Hancock or on Mike's time, but Mike actually ran a 57. But I'll tell you what, if Cliff will get back on, or if he can get a hold of you, Tracy, and get his name to you.
Cliff's on.
Well, what Cliff needs to do is, Cliff, let me give you my number. If you're listening. 940.
Cliff, you here? Hold on, Jay. Cliff, you here? Cliff.
I'll give it to him, Tracy.
I see his number. Cliff, come on here, Cliff. Okay, go ahead. Shannon said she gets him. Go ahead.
Gene, I'll forward it to him for you.
Okay, that'll work. And Shannon, there'll be two tickets for you, too.
Well, thank you, Gene.
All right.
I remember that Kenny did it, and he was trying to take over the world. I just didn't remember exactly why he did it, but Bud remembered immediately.
Yeah. Well, that was the reason that I did that, just because Mike was on the deal, and he knew exactly what was going on and all that stuff. So just bring back some old memories, man.
It was. As soon as Bud said, member of the big tires, I went, oh, shit, I forgot. That's why he did that.
Yeah, that was exactly it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all good. Yeah, I'll, like I said, just pull that Cliff, and I'll put two tickets for Cliff and two tickets for you up the front gate.
I've seen the number.
Said, man, I don't like to. We want to try to do final comments, man. We just don't want everybody to know.
Tracy, hold on. Big Sleepy, your mic is open.
Hey, I'm on here. What's up with Big D? What do you want to do?
Big D
out there?
Hello?
I need to let him know I'm going to be the cash register man. I'm going to hand him something.
Big D.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Hello?
There you go.
Hello? Did you get that, D? You still there? We're going to do something or what?
All the time.
I want you to try your...
Hold on.
Well, Rumshake on the line. Rumshake out there on the line.
This is Big D. What we gonna do?
We gonna woo. Hey, I'm going down on you, baby. This time, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I ain't catching them sleeping pills no damn more neither.
I'm gonna have it for you, partner. That's great. Now, stop.
You need to make somebody make a noise.
Go ahead. We're gonna do the same race again. That's what we're gonna do.
We're gonna do the same thing.
Okay. Well, what time you want to do it?
I want to do it earlier than we did. I'm not sitting in no staging line waiting on you. When it go to getting dog, y'all can have it.
I got some more races in front of you, man.
Well, I want to get in them, too.
Yeah, all you got to do is say something.
I done told you. Whoever you trying to get with, I want to get with them. We can do a little thing together. It don't matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. You calling for somebody. Who you asking for? He asking for somebody else, Tracy. The only thing
now,
he
no, 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 sound like, no, they sound like he's saying deposit. You asked for
one. Yeah, I want to know what time we going to do it. We already know what the race is.
I want to do it around 5 o'clock this time. That way I give you time to regroup.
Man, I don't even know. Wow, that's too early for me.
I'm not trying to stay in no staging lane with you, D, like I did the last time.
You don't got to stay in the staging lane with me. So you can race somebody else, too.
The
it
last
don't matter.
Time,
we can do it, let's say, 8:30.
See, that's still, you falling into that weight mode. We're going to do it around 5 or 6.
Oh,
I'm
God
good
damn,
with
man. We got, we're going to have to, we're gonna have
no,
to meet in the middle somewhere then. We're going to have to meet in the middle.
One man said 8, one man said 5 or 6. What's wrong with 7 o'clock?
Hey, I'm available.
Who is that?
Bushnell with that small tie Nova.
Who?
Bushnell with that small tie Nova. Some no balls.
Hold on, Bushnell. We're going to see what you think out of locker. Hold on, Bushnell. That's him finished. We don't want nobody to weave around it. Dina, y'all trying to find out. Y'all about an hour apart. What's up?
Soon we get there, we're gonna do something, because I don't know exactly who Bushnell is, but I'm going to look at
you
when I get down.
You're talking to D. You're trying to finish D, right?
Yeah, we need to get this time straight.
What's what? One-on-one, what time, where?
7 o'clock. We're in between 2 hours.
All right.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And I'm not sitting, Tracy. I'm not sitting in no staging lane waiting on these cats, man.
7 o'clock.
Stop crying, man. You wasn't sitting waiting on nobody. We
man,
told you we were going to make a test hit and come back, and we'll be ready, man. That's what we done.
Why is you testing y'all live down there?
I come off the train and
don't worry about all that shit. Just bring your ass on down here. You're going to get it again.
Hold on. 7 o'clock. D and Big Sleepy. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. One-on-one.
One-on-one.
The same thing. Same thing we had.
That's right.
I don't remember what it was.
The same
what?
Thing.
Yeah, you had the money, Chase. What you mean you don't know what it was? It was 204.
Let me explain something to you, bro, what I'm trying
it's
to do.
204. It's 204.
You can go back and listen to it. 204. You agree? 204, be sleeping? Be sleeping.
Yeah.
Be 204. Ahead. You agree, 204?
Yeah.
In the lane at 7 o'clock, locked and loaded.
That'll work.
Hands up, 8-9 post 3.
I got the back tire.
No, you ain't got shit. You'd be lucky I give you the other lane.
Thank you.
Hands up, 8-9 post 3. And y'all are doing this at Ellicott Race, right?
Ellicott Race.
Yeah, Ellicott Race.
Heads up, 8-mile pro tree, locked and loaded in the lane, 7 o'clock, ready to go. That was y'all agreeing on, right?
Yeah, and that way I can get low raise and I can get back down the highway, man, because I stayed down there way too long, basically. But I'm coming to do Big D tonight, that night.
Okay, I think Bushnell wants to say, Bushnell, go ahead, that's a done deal. That's a
yeah,
done
I'm,
deal.
I'm looking for a raise, man. I'm like the Butler boys, man. I need to get me a raise, man. My car been sitting on the trailer for 3 weeks.
We might bring you something down there. I got to see what you're working with, see what you got, man. We might bring you something down there.
I got a little small top big block car, 28s, no bars.
All right, well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm on big time, man.
I'll try to hit big time.
Yeah, I'm on big time. But like I said, we're going to look at you when we get there. Ain't no tripping. We'll see what's up.
I'll try your head up on the big time.
Like I said, I don't even know what you got, man. All right, well, as soon as I get down.
Hey, Kenneth, he got that Nova called a Grudge.
Oh, man, get on. No. Come on, man.
Man, your tires bigger than two of my tires put together.
Hey, man, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put some brake fluid on UPS in the morning. That way I can send it to you while you can pump your brakes, man. Come on, man.
Nah, I got some good brakes on that, man.
No, we ain't doing it like that, man.
Huh?
No, we ain't doing it like that. We ain't doing it like that, homie. I was thinking he was one of them cats a little farther down. You know, man.
What's wrong with my car? Ain't nothing but a little street car.
I ain't got no. No, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that, man.
Oh, goddamn. Hey.
Hey. I'm trying to get introduced to this game. Big D is already a handful for me.
I'm just trying to do something. Man. I ain't got a little small tie, little street car, man, with no ball, little big block in it. That's it. Just looking for a little action.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I
run around the trailer with y'all. Now we make now a test pad. Whatever time you tell me to be in the lane, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be you. Shoot, if I was like that too, I'd stay down there and be ready. Nah, we ain't doing that. I feel you, bro. Now, like I said, I'm coming out of here because they've been trying to get out of line. He calling out cars all around this area.
Y'all go ahead on, man. Y'all do a race, man. Do it for y'all. Do it for the fans. Do it for every goddamn body. Have you some goddamn fun, man. I just thought I'd just shoot it out there. Just have me some goddamn fun, too. So shit, you know. Yeah, y'all do what y'all do. You and Big Sleep, whatever y'all do that, man. Y'all keep doing that.
Yes, sir. That's the plan. Well, Big D.
And guess what? I'm gonna be looking at y'all too. I'm gonna be spectating watching y'all.
Come on, man. Don't start that, man. I ain't got nothing for you.
I seen both races. Come on, man.
Yep.
I watched that shit. I've been watching that shit, man.
Say, man, I'm not doing that, man.
No, I'm talking about I seen you and Big, you and the Nova ran a couple of times. You know, I seen the race. I said I was watching y'all, man. I mean, I was watching the race.
Hey. All right, yeah. This time I'm not going out in the dew. You know how it is.
Yeah,
you
heard that.
It wasn't no damn dew out there. Shit.
Man, I was showing y'all
the
date.
You shouldn't have turned that shit up. Hell. That's what you did. But anyway, is Atticat. Is Flat Top racing around?
What went off again?
And a cat gone.
What? Hey, Tracy. I'm gonna go ahead and mute my mic. And
go on, mute your mic.
Everybody turn that way, man. Y'all be safe out there.
Okay.
I'll be looking for you, Sleepy.
Okay, that's about. You looking for Flat Top?
Flat Top Racing.
Flat Top Racing. You only push the one button.
I don't
know if they on there.
I'm going with the 5A class.
No, I don't think you on there, man. Hey, we coming
okay,
out.
What about Tinker? Tinker? Rumshaker?
Rumshaker, Tinker, man. I think you done scared Tinker in the bushes, man.
Nate Dogg, all these dudes been talking that shit to Big D. Where they at? I guess I got to talk to him next week then, huh?
Yeah,
somebody will tell him I'm looking for him. I probably going to have to get with the ass next week. But it's showtime.
Hey,
Tony
Dog.
What's that?
Hey, get a chance. All right, old Rick. See if he's made a few changes for old Alicat. Tell him he got the back tie.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. He was on here earlier and called me, but I don't see him. I don't see him there. I'm going to tell him you're off in the back tire and see what you want to do.
Well, what car, brother?
That blue Camaro I ran. Blue Camaro I ran for Tommy Dog Ray.
Oh, okay.
Okay, brother, I'll let you know. Hey, man, with that being said, man, we're going to come out and we're going to do last comments, man, and we're going to get out of here. So, Sharon, let's go down the road and do last comments so we can get out of here. Final comment.
Okay, Big Sleepy, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that y'all have a good time out there, and we'll see y'all on Alicat Race.
Big D, final comment.
Everybody be safe, and I'll see y'all next week.
Shannon, do you have a final comment?
Somebody needs to mute their mic.
Butler voice. Final comment.
Oh, Sharon, I just...
Sorry. Hold up. Okay, Butler boys, go ahead. I was trying to open your mic or find out where the noise was.
Final comment. Oh, man, I just say I enjoyed the show, and good luck, Tracy, on your show, man, and good luck on your one-year anniversary, and man, y'all had a pretty good show tonight.
All right,
I wouldn't miss your show for nothing in the world, man. I come out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, man. I stop in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just to, you know, stop and, you know, hear everybody talk, hear everybody come on, opinion about this, about that, you know, like all big one family, man, having all that fun. You see everybody back at them tracks.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man. We're just trying to put things on the map, man, and do what we do. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
You know, Doc.
Finny, final comment.
I just want to say thanks for the track owners coming on here and listening to what the racers have to say and taking care of issues. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate it, Finny.
Alley Cat, final comment. Batman, final comment.
Well, I wanted to appreciate everybody coming on, everybody doing their talking and everything, and got some stuff straightened out. And hey, man, like I said once again, race is gonna go where they're gonna go, and we're gonna see what time it is. So, y'all have a good night.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Tracy. We have one hand that just came up. Let me see who that is. 281-4414. Your mic is open. 281-4414. Your mic is open. DJ Manhouse, your mic is open. Okay, he must have hit it by mistake. Gene, your final comment.
And I just want to tell you, appreciate what you do, Tracy. You know, it takes a lot to do what you do, and a lot of people don't understand the kind of commitment you got to what you're doing, man. And we do appreciate it, and just want to tell you thank you. And like I said, we got a good race coming on the 18th. I forgot to tell you, I got some guy from Oklahoma, got a chassis car, 68 Camaro, red, big block, single carburetor, looking for some action. So anybody out there looking, come find him. Red 68 Camaro. Appreciate you, Tracy.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Hey, brother boy, that's why I get pitch you, so you looking for some action, so. Okay, man, we appreciate it. Okay.
Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. And getting out of here, man, I want to thank everybody again for supporting this Grudge Jake Atomic Dog Talk Show for the state of Texas, man. Hey, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for everybody coming on, taking advantage of it, and doing what we do. Overall, man, I think it's fun. I think it helps create action. It's an opportunity to talk to people instead of, you know, putting stuff on the internet and not knowing who. Sharon DJ, man, I'm trying to get in the economy. Hey, I do want to say thank you again, man.
Tracy's after hours. I can't get him.
Okay. I can't get him either. Let me finish. All right. We're going to keep on, we're going to push forward. We're going to work with the tracks. The tracks going to work with us. You know, what's done right now for the year is done. All we can do, man, is try to support the tracks that we're going to support, try to support the grudge events that we're going to support, and everybody, man, just keep trying to work together and trying to make action, because when we bring people to Texas, our goal is to have a big race here in Texas and put Texas on the map, just as well as people think East Coast have all the races, have all the fastest cars. We know that's not true. So, hey, I appreciate y'all. Let's keep doing what we do. And let's remember, man, let's keep it good. Let's keep the hating out of it. And people keep working together. I appreciate it. And thank y'all. If y'all have any topics, feel free to text me, call me. Let's talk about it on there. Let's try to learn from it and move forward to make this big, great show. Thank y'all and good night.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
whenever.